T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stunning news from NBC this morning. Longtime Today host Matt Lauer fired for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. Mike Igo is joining us, former TV reporter for Channel 2, the NBC affiliate in Buffalo, now a communications professor at SUNY Fredonia. Mike, what was your reaction when you heard this?
Well, I think the main thing that struck me, Susan, is how quickly NBC reacted. If you read the statement from the NBC president, the detailed statement they got was Monday evening, and he was gone by Wednesday. And that certainly changes the whole tone compared to what's happened in the past when you think of the Harvey Weinsteins of the world and certainly Bill O'Reilly and whatnot. So obviously it seems that zero tolerance going forward when it comes to sexual harassment and sexual discrimination and any form of sexual misbehavior.
Yeah, does that surprise you at all when you think of Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes or some of these instances, even really Charlie Rose? That kind of took a day to unfold. With Matt Lauer, how big of a name he was and still is, that this was done so quickly, is that surprising?
Well, Matt, as I say, if you consider what's going on, as the Harvey Weinstein case came forward and Bill O'Reilly, the trail could get him deeper and deeper and deeper. You know, originally people like O'Reilly and whatnot were protected because they're great revenue generators for the networks. But now the networks are seeing, you know, boy, oh boy, this thing gets out of hand. We start losing advertising and whatnot. You know, the economic loss is much higher. So obviously zero tolerance going forward, and I think that's going to be the trend.
Is this, I'm going to say, like a seismic shift here that we're kind of witnessing right now, a cultural moment for the country?
Oh, for sure. You know, sexual harassment, anti-sexual harassment laws have been on the books for years at the state and federal level. And of course, many companies have their own policies. But, you know, it used to be, it seemed that the victims were becoming the victims. And now the whole trend is changing the other direction that people are taking seriously. And it's become more of a priority, I think, for companies all across the United States and hopefully around the world as well.
Do you think there's a reason we're seeing this in the news media, I guess, as often as we're seeing it in Hollywood and in Washington?
Well, I think people who work in the news media obviously are more high profile. They certainly have a lot more reaction with different types of people. And also, I think it's easier to create a buzz and for information to get out there faster, especially in the climate of social media nowadays. And everybody wants information so quickly, and people share all sorts of stuff, and then the trail begins.
Now, as a former TV guy, Mike, it had to be a scramble for the network this morning as they were going on the air with this. Can you imagine?
Yeah, especially, Savannah Guthrie apparently was, you know, pretty much held to tears, and Al Roker was just shaken up. It's just when you get a news of that, of someone you work with for years, regardless of what happens, whether it be sexual behavior, you know, or a serious illness or what, I mean, that's a shock. And it kind of, it's mixed feelings, because on the one hand, your duty as a news person to report the news, and on the other hand, you feel betrayed on a friendship level. I mean, so it's very, very difficult to put on your professional face and do it in that particular situation. God bless them in that respect.
Do you think we'll see Matt Lauer again, or will we just have to wait for the details of this complaint to come out and, understand more?
Yeah, when Brian Williams, the anchor, was discredited for lying about, you know, his Iraqi war coverage and whatnot. You know, they kind of poo-pooed that, because it was not sexual harassment, but still a serious matter. And then they kind of put him off for a while, and then they brought him back into MSNBC. I don't think you're going to see that anymore. Bye, and that's it.
Wow, and tonight, I mean, of all days for this to happen, tonight is the big NBC Rockefeller Center Christmas lighting. Matt Lauer was like the central host of that thing for years.
And I noticed in many of the media coverages, they made that very point that there is a certain irony to that, that this hat comes down on the day of the Rockefeller Center tree lighting. Pretty interesting.
All right. Mike Igo joining us, a former reporter over at Channel 2, of course, the NBC affiliate here. Matt Lauer fired by NBC this morning, has hosted the Today Show after a, quote, detailed complaint came forward from a co-worker and NBC in a statement saying that they believe, even though there's only one complaint, that there may be more instances of this happening.
A traffic note this morning. Alan just texted this out. There's an accident on the 290 West beyond Main Street in the right lane.
Hey, now is your chance to win a $25 gift certificate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.